listening to WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM. I'm your DJ Garden Noam, and we're currently listening to Bloodberries by Lyre Flower. I wanted to start off with this song because Lyre Flower is a band I really enjoy, another project of Katie Jane Garside's, and they just released a new album recently. I believe it's only on Bandcamp, and you can like order the vinyl and everything, not on Spotify yet. I haven't really had a chance to listen to it, but I wanted to sort of honor it by playing this song from their previous album, Geiger Counter, which I really, really enjoy. It's got some cool guitar distortions and beautiful vocals, obviously. Right now, we're going to play System by Prune. It's a song I discovered recently that has a lot of interesting sort of combinations of orchestral like instruments and interesting vocals and lyrics. So I hope you enjoy. I'm giving in to the fear again. Too many people, too many rules. Are keeping me lonely in my I know it'll come to me again. was System by Prune. I believe this is a recent album of theirs. I thought it was an interesting song. Next up, I'm playing two songs back to back by Just Mustard from their brand new album, We Were Just Here. And I had already played songs from this album, but I wanted to play these because I kind of, as always happens, I kind of realized the second half of the album is actually more interesting to me than the first. I mean, when you first start listening to an album, you always are attracted to the first ones you hear. But once you, at least for me, once I really start listening to it more, I realize that I like some of the other songs that kind of flew over my head the first listen. So this is That I Might Not See, followed by The Steps. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
tune into Pinckney Hall. You'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., only on WCT Pittsburgh. Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on Independent Freeform Radio 88.3 WCT. So, as most people know, Spotify Wrapped came out this week, which is always a fun time of the year, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that my top streamed artist this year has been Erykah Badu, which I didn't expect because I haven't listened to her in a while, but it does make sense because I had her on replay the whole summer, and I guess she has a very good summer vibe. So I have Me by Erykah Badu playing next from her album New America Part 1, and I really love New America Part 2. That's like my favorite album of hers, but this is like something I've discovered more recently and a really good vibe.
Gibson Wright was a girl from South Dallas, Texas. Mary William gave birth to Africa, then Corian under Erica, and then she finally delivered Evanwood. Call his friends, called her Twiggy, cause she looked like the model with those eyes. She was witty and beautiful, people drawn to her smile. Lovely, young, and fresh. I could not think of another soul that I'd rather be like or admire. Golden is tighter, smarter, quicker than
We are currently listening to King Dragonfly by Susumu Yokota, this time from his album Grinning Cat. And yeah, I really love the way he loops samples. I think it's super interesting. He's definitely become one of my favorite sort of ambient electronic, experimental electronic artists. Definitely worth checking out. Next up is going to be Miss by Erica de Cassier from her most recent album called Lifetime. And this is a really nice sort of like chill, trip-hoppy album. I super recommend. It's a really relaxing vibe. And I hope you enjoy.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. With simple steps to adapt to wildfire-like cleaning areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, you help protect your home and community from wildfire damage. But becoming fire-adapted is more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more ways to help protect your home and community from wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. Taking care of a loved one can lead to plenty of questions. Fortunately, there is a place to get the answers for them and for you. Find articles, tips, and tools from experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. AARP's Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving has these resources. Brought to you by AARP and WRCT.
That was, you're just listening to my friend Annika, who is practicing for her air test, and I wanted to give her a chance to practice reading some PSAs, but up next is going to be Stereo Boy by FK Twigs. This is from her brand new album, Eusexual Afterglow, which I've been listening to a lot, and I think it's really cool. I like it a lot of interesting electronic stuff as usual, and this is one of the more sort of distorted songs that I really enjoy. It's the closer of the album, and I think it's really fitting as that. And I hope you enjoy it as well.
I'm
So we were just listening right before this to a song from Sega Bodega's newest album. I believe it came out a week ago. And it's called It's a series of M's, and two of them are capitalized. I'm not sure how he intends it to be pronounced. And it's with Lucinda Chua, who's another artist I really enjoy. I believe she plays the cello on this track. She's formerly like a trained cellist and has performed cello in a lot of the background of other artists' work. But she also creates solo music where she sings as well. Super interesting artist. And Sega Bodega, this is his recent album that is entirely ambient. He previously is produced for a lot of artists and just created like electronic music. It's really interesting as well, but I really enjoy this fully ambient album. I believe it's an excerpt from a much longer piece that is part of an in-person sort of exhibit where you're meant to go. I believe it's somewhere in Europe. You're meant to go and listen to this ambient music in a certain space, sit with the music. It seems really interesting, and this album is a standout of ambient music, I think. I also really enjoy the title. I created the universe so that there could be a language so complex just to express how much I love you. Something along those lines, which I find beautiful, and I'm a sucker for crazy long titles. And yeah, I think it's a really interesting song. There's also going to be another song from the album at the very end of the show. But in the meantime, WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnerships. All right. Before I get back to the music, I just wanted to introduce the next song, which is Sounds Like Everyone by Sway from their EP, The Milia Pink and Green. I've played many songs from this EP, and the reason is because it was my most streamed album this past year, and all these songs are like in my top 5 streamed songs. So this is my third most streamed, because I already played the first two on other shows. So I hope you enjoy. It's a very dreamy shoegaze vibe.
Thank you.
listening to Farfisa Song by Angel Olsen. This is from her album Wonder Now, Volume 1. It's a really interesting collaborative album. She invited four different artist groups to create an original song for the album, and then she covered one of their songs. So this is her cover of Camp St. Helens Farfisa Song, and I find it really beautiful vocally and everything. It's super dreamy. Now I'm playing I'm a Witness by Solange.
You can work through me. You can say what you need in my mind.
Listening to close off the hour to True Pure Mix by Sega Bodega from, again, his most recent all ambient album. This is the closer of the album, and it's actually a like rework of a previous song he made on his album titled Dennis. And I believe on his story he said something along the lines of he plans to make many remixes of this song because he just loves these particular chords, and I agree with him, they're quite beautiful. Anyways, I hope you all had a good time today. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I hope to have you here next weekend, and I hope you have a great week and night. Thank you again, and just a reminder, this has been WCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM. Goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for your inner robot.